You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, a library in Avondale was forced to stop Drag Storytime event because of protesters. This comes as drag story times have become the target of religious groups and right-wing extremists, particularly in the US, with Republican legislators moving to ban drag in several states. I spoke to drag queens Erica and Coco Flash from Rainbow Storytime NZ about the misinformation surrounding what drag story times are and why they are important here in Aotearoa. Would you mind just telling us a little bit about Rainbow Storytime NZ and what typically happens during one of your events?
Rainbow Storytime is basically just reading really positive stories to children, usually about, you know, differences, and those differences could be all sorts of different topics, chronic illnesses, culture, religions, all sorts of things, not just about the rainbow community and LGBTQ, but yeah, just reading some really positive books to encourage people to be kind to each other, not to bully. And when you come to one of our sessions, it's an hour long, and you'll have a fun little performance, then a storybook, and another little performance in another book, and then Erica will usually come out and do a performance and then read a couple of books, and our signature is we always end with the most amazing rendition of Baby Shark.
Well, for either of you, what made you want to do this specific type of drag as a career?
Well, the funny thing was is people, you know, people seem to assume that we went out there looking for this, you know, and whether that we did or not is, you know, irrelevant. But the thing is, we actually got sought out by libraries to do it. We actually got approached by some places where we're from, Taranaki, the outskirts of Taranaki, like places like Eltham, Stratford, Inglewood, you know, they all approached us. So that's kind of what got the ball rolling. And then everyone else kind of heard about it and was like, oh my God, we need drag queens coming to our story times and our libraries too. And so that's kind of how it's evolved. It's evolved naturally, to be honest.
And there's been, I guess, a lot of focus on sort of the negative response to drag story times, but what has the response been from parents and children overall?
So the ones that actually turn up, absolutely adore it. We've never had any negativity to those that actually come along to the sessions and see for themselves. They see empowerment. They see that their children get to see someone that's like them or like their, you know, cousin Billy or whatever. And they're just like, oh, this is so cool. We love it. There's no questioning about, you know, our sexuality or our genders or anything like that. It's just people in fabulous frocks doing cool performances and reading cool books to them. So any kind of innuendo or anything that people are saying about it, they haven't turned up, they haven't seen exactly what happens, and they're kind of making it up in their own heads, really.
Just to reiterate what Coco is saying, a lot of the heat that we do get is online. A lot of it is, you know, through the comment sections on posts and things like that. And a lot of these people, you know, have, like Coco said, have never even been. That's the funny thing. It's like, how do you have an opinion on something that you have never even attended or watched or actually, you know, gone to inspect? And that's the funny thing. I think we just live in a world where people are fearful of things they've never seen. So they try to, you know, hurl online. But really, you know, go along, watch. We even do adult story times as well, so people can come and ask questions if they have any questions that they want to ask us, you know, personal questions or why we do it, why is it that we're doing it, you know? Mm. We're open books.
Yeah, a lot of people sort of look at America, and there's a lot of propaganda that's out there in regards to the American story times, and they just trying to bring it over here. And, you know, I'm the person that kind of developed Rainbow Storytime here in New Zealand off my own format, because I had never seen it before either. So I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to develop it myself for this person that wanted it. And that's our format and that's how we've taken it. So we're very careful about what we do and how we do things. And yeah, everyone's arguing that drag is adult entertainment, but we're professional performers. We can cater and tailor our act to an audience.
We're no different from dancers. We're no different from actors. You know, a lot of these dancers that perform at Disneyland will also go and perform for burlesque on Broadway. Do you know what I mean? There's no difference.
Yeah, so for those who may not be aware, although it does kind of seem, like you said, a bit of an obvious concept, can you kind of explain the broad spectrum of drag that kind of ranges from those more adult performances to family-friendly and how they're different?
The best way to describe drag is to compare it to, for me specifically, I always like to compare it to theatre. So we are actors, we are performers, we are entertainers. You know, if a dancer wants to, like I just said, if a dancer wants to go and perform to children at Disneyland, they can, but then they might also get hired for shows on Broadway that involve very provocative scenes. You know, that dancer is not going to bring a routine from Chicago down to Disneyland. You know what I mean? We do have the capability of selecting what we choose and making what we perform appropriate. You know, I think some people think drag queens lack that ability.
Yeah, like, you know, we can perform at Family Bar in Auckland type thing, but we're not going to do those sorts of acts, wear those same sorts of costumes at the library. We're actually very much known, Erica and Coco, as being the family-friendly drag queens, and we prefer to kind of keep it that way as much as possible. So it's kind of part of our branding that we've put together. But yeah, it's hilarious how people think that drag isn't appropriate for children when you've got things like Dame Edna, you've got Mrs. Doubtfire, you've got Bugs Bunny dressing in drag, Pumbaa and Timon on The Lion King do a little drag act as well. So it's everywhere. It's, you know, it is appropriate for children in an appropriate setting with appropriate people doing it.
Has any of the sort of hatred or negative response ever made either of you consider stop doing what you're doing or kind of deterred you from wanting to, you know, share drag and share what you're doing?
I'll be honest with you. You know, as someone who's quite strong, quite resilient, to be a drag queen, you have to be. You know, I don't ever get scared about doing it. I don't get scared of people turning up. But I do, every time I go to do a Rainbow Storytime session or we go to do one, I am always thinking, okay, what am I going to do if this happens? What am I going to have to do if that happens? You know, it's kind of all of this negative feedback has put us on edge. And I think I speak for drag queens everywhere that are doing Rainbow Storytime sessions. You know, is someone going to turn up with a weapon because, you know, they're not a fan of drag? Or, you know, there are extremists out there that follow these, you know, threads online, and it can actually put us in danger, kids in danger. It can put the libraries in danger. You know, it's all of this needs to be taken seriously. And I think just by keeping doing what we're doing and being brave and being strong definitely will push it forward. And I think it will hopefully push it in the right direction.
Can you tell us a bit about why you believe drag queen story times or just queer visibility in general is important for young queer children in particular?
So the interesting thing is a lot of people that aren't queer will not understand this, but you know, like we said, we do story time ambiguously, so we cater to everybody. Anyone can interpret the stories how they want, but specifically for queer awareness and stuff like that, you know, I am of the queer community, LGBT community, and when I was a kid, I always dressed up in dresses. It wasn't a matter of my sexuality, it wasn't a matter of my gender identity, it was all about just dressing up, and I wanted to put on the princess dress, you know? I also put on Batman costumes, I also put on Spider-Man costumes, but I also wanted to wear dresses, and a lot of kids are shunned, and a lot of kids are talked down to, you know, and even just by parents not knowing any better, you know? And that's kind of what we're doing. We're kind of raising awareness that dressing up is fun. It's okay. It's cool. We're not, you know, we're not turning kids into drag queens. We're just giving them a space to turn up and wear a dress if they feel like it, you know? And, you know, I think it's important, especially to queer kids, to be able to see that so they can, you know, express any possible avenues they might be thinking about and not talking about, you know? Just letting them know that there are spaces for them.
How can people support drag story times and allow them to continue to thrive in Aotearoa?
Turn up, that's the big thing. Turn up and be positive about them. If you see negativity online, question it, because usually these people haven't been or seen or know anything about what we do here in Aotearoa. And let them know that actually, no, this is a great positive thing for the queer community and for kids in general. We're not just aiming at the queer kids, we're aiming at the wider community as well. We just want kindness from everybody towards everybody, and that's what we're trying to promote. And, you know, with all these negative comments from adults coming onto social media, they're going against that grain, which just goes to prove that this kind of thing is a learned thing. And, yeah, that's why our Rainbow Story Times and Drag Story Times are really important. They're a positive thing. We're no different to, you know, a pirate or a fairy dressing up and coming to read stories to children at all.
Just to add to that, another thing, we understand what we're doing, you know, is, you know, still new to a lot of people. And the important thing to mention is you do not, you know, if you want to support, come along, but you don't have to bring your children. If you're worried or if you're concerned, you don't need to. You know, you come first and then, you know, to an adult story time and then see what it's about. You don't have to come. And a lot of these people that are, you know, spreading hate online, those are the people that, you know, aren't coming, aren't watching, aren't, you know, experiencing the story time. But, you know, we're okay with that. You don't have to come, but just don't spread the hate online. Don't tell other people how to raise their children, and don't tell children, don't tell parents what, where to take their children, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because another thing you need to look at is when this is happening online and on social media, it's the youth, the rangatahi, that are actually seeing this and realising, hell, this community isn't actually safe for me. And that's going to put them back in, and that's going to cause these issues of mental health and suicide and all these sorts of things. So we do want to make sure that anything that is online is positive, because it's actually reflecting on the wider community of what our youth are growing up to.
Even where we're from in Taranaki, we recently had, we won't say where or who or what, but we found a teacher commenting hate on one of our Rainbow Storytime sessions. And this is a teacher at a very predominant school there, a male school, in fact. And those are the kind of things that we're trying to discourage.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to make it easier for the kids to grow up in our world rather than making it harder and keeping them self-conscious.
It's important to note to just follow, support the Auckland Art Gallery and all of the libraries, because, you know, there are other drag queens out there that are doing story times too. Just support any Rainbow Story Time you can, you know. Follow all the libraries, and they are doing them every once in a while. But if you wanna follow us, you know, follow us on Erica and Coco Flash on Facebook and Rainbow Story Time too. That's on Facebook and Instagram. And we will share where we're going to.
Yeah.
That was Erica and Coco Flash from Rainbow Storytime NZ discussing drag story time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.